This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I'm just going to give you a one segment download. If it goes to two, maybe three, and even into four, then so be it, but this is how it goes. We have to start the ball rolling, so that's exactly what we're going to do. So we get on an airplane, and we fly to San Diego. We do an event in San Diego. The event is sold out. Thank you very much. Very encouraging indeed. We go that very night after doing San Diego's event. We drive over to Escondido. We get to Escondido. Escondido is packed. Very encouraging. We thank you for that very much, because there's many out there that are doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. With that said, over the weekend, we drive through Nevada, 103 degrees. We stay there for the weekend. As we stay there, we get up the following morning after the weekend is over, and we drive to Arizona. We do an event in Glendale, Arizona. As we do that event, it was okay. The crowd was okay. With that said, we did that event. That night, we drove up into the mountains in Arizona, in Payson, Arizona, and we did that event, which was packed. We appreciate it. Now, what's interesting to note is throughout every event that I did, there was state representatives in California and in Arizona at these events that we had. During my time, which was probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours per event, I'd ask the question, so are we here because we're here to support the guy with our favorite jersey on, or are we here because we're principled people? I said, I am for the law. To those that are listening for the very first time to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and Bradley Dean, yours truly, I want you to understand this, and I want you to listen clearly to me. I am for the law. If the president and the administration or any other representative in any capacity in the United States government in a representative position upholds the law, I will be the first one to stand with them. If those said representatives, regardless of what capacity they may be in, violates in the smallest jot or tittle of the U.S. Constitution, in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died, magnifying the very laws that those said representatives think that they're going to go ahead and tear down, I am going to be the very first one to stand against the said representative, because, friends, that's what makes Americans patriots, to those that call themselves patriots and or Christians. One and the same. They're derived from the Christ. Read John 15. So I asked the question at every event that I did, knowing that there was representatives in that room. So are we for being principled people? Are we for the law again, or are we for those that have our favorite jerseys on? No, we're for the law. We're principled people. Every event. Okay, cool. Now we're on the same page. Now, are you going to get mad at me for telling you what took place over the weekend? I asked them. No, what's going on? I said, did you know that Donald Trump, on the campaign trail, promised to do his best to put the kibosh on Planned Parenthood, which, by the way, he is the commander-in-chief, he is the president of the United States of America, and he has all authority needed on the very first day to incriminate anyone that dare lay a blade to an innocent baby in or outside of its mother's womb. Are you going to be mad at me, friends, for telling you that now, today, friends? September 28th, it was reported that Trump signs minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. They're all looking at me like sheep or deers looking into the lights or a cow looking at a new gate. Ashamed for supporting a man that promised one thing, but is now doing just the exact opposite. I said, but it doesn't stop there. I said, are you also going to get mad at me when I tell you that Donald Trump appoints Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education? Who, of course, they were going to withdraw from the United Nations, but in fact, a joint to the United Nations educational scheme, friends, to further propagandize and inundate kids in public schools in the United States of America with a global educational scheme, which, by the way, was started in 1968. I said, are you going to be angry at me for telling you this is exactly what Donald Trump is doing? I mean, his educational secretary is now adjoining, friends, listen carefully, now adjoining with the UN Global Initiative? That's not what Donald Trump promised. And I said, furthermore, I said, now you're in California and you're in Arizona, and I said, you folks are dealing with a lot of illegals coming into the United States of America. I said, what about that wall that was promised to you? One of the representatives in the room, and I'll withhold her name because she's the wife of a former senator for years in the United States government. And she had said to me, she said, every time my husband or my son begin to advocate for the wall that was promised, she said, the kibosh is put down on it. I said, but don't you remember when Donald Trump, this was one of his promises on the campaign trail as well, was to put up that wall that's going to stop these illegals from coming into the United States of America. Folks, by the way, in part, it will never fully stop illegals coming into the United States of America. And I said, do you remember how it started out at $4 billion and then it went to $5 billion? I said to these events that I just did in California and in Arizona, do you remember when it was sold to you that Mexico was going to pay for the wall? And I said, wasn't it funny that he had Paul Ryan doing his biddings for him, who is an open borders Judas to the American people? But it's interesting to note that Paul Ryan has a gate around his house, just like the criminal Barack Hussein Obama, who are for open borders. I said, isn't it interesting how he has Paul Ryan standing right next to him, as if to suggest Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is? Well, I said, it may come as no surprise to you, but it does to me that wall went from $4 billion to $5 billion to $8 billion. And by the way, you can go online and listen to Donald say it on film, everything I'm telling you right now. And I said, then it went from $10 million to $12 million to $25 billion. And I said, now no longer is Mexico paying for the wall. You're paying for the wall. But now he's telling you that Mexico is going to repay you for the wall. I said, is it built? I'd like to go see it. I said, are you going to get mad at me for telling you what's really happening? After all, you're a principled people, right? You're like Bradley Dean. You're for the law, not for the guy with your favorite jersey on.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. During the time that I'm talking to these representatives in California and in the state of Arizona, again, asking them the question, are you principled? Because Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are for the law. First of all, God's Mosaic Institution and what's found in the U.S. Constitution, namely its enumerated laws. Yeah, we're principled people. Well, you all look ashamed of yourselves. Well, what's the problem? And I said, by the way, I wanted to let you know, too, that it's interesting when I give this information at the beginning of the administration, I'm the bad guy. But isn't it interesting, what I'm telling you is exactly what people are now coming back to. Just like I've told you for 17 years. Bradley, you're way out there. Look at the media said about you, and I think they're right. And then all of a sudden, give it a little time, and here we go. All of a sudden, what Bradley said, because I'm pointing my finger back to the Word of God and studying history so we can predict the future again. But what we don't want to predict is destruction. But the fact of the matter is the people wait until the damage is done and destruction takes place before they awake to the fact that they're being lied to. It's absolutely amazing to me. And as I was saying during the end of the last segment, I was highlighting the fact that you're in California, you're in Arizona. Where's that wall? I said I just got done posting on Sons of Liberty Media. .com about 3 weeks ago, a month ago now, a video, a live stream of 25 minutes of consecutive 25 minutes, friends, of illegals crossing over from Mexico into America. I said, where's that wall that was promised? How do you justify the unjustifiable? How is it that you pay attention to what one says rather than what they do? Because Jesus commanded that we're to judge them by what they do, not by what they say. Matthew 7, verse 16. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. And also read John 8:44 when you get a moment. One lady said, you know, people, namely the church in America, They believe that there's nothing they can do and everything is all good because they're told by the church, these false prophets in the United States, that Trump's the man. God anointed Trump to do what he's doing today. Yeah, but he's doing the opposite of what he said he would do. You think that he's appointed to bless, but in fact, judgment's going forward regardless. By the way, just like I said, I don't care who you put in the White House. Until America repents for what it tolerates, nothing's going to change because the American people are accomplices to the crimes that are taking place first in the pulpit in America and secondly, the crimes that are taking place in the U.S. government, namely the federal government in Washington, D.C. I said, where's that wall? I said it went from $4 billion to $25 billion, and now you're paying for the wall, and now Mexico's paying you back. And look who his front man is, Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan's the one that teed up back in 2015 everything Barack Hussein Obama wanted concerning the funding of illegals. Oh, and by the way, I have to tell you, since we're all principled now and we're all ruled by law, which makes us patriots, that means to uphold dying laws, I said I also wanted to let you know behind March for Our Lives, which was very mysterious, so many people knew something was happening because of the way everything rolled out with David Hogg after that alleged shooting in Parkland, Florida, that we still have gotten nothing from the government to expose who did the shooting at that particular school, if there was a shooting in fact. Again, allegedly, we have every right in the world to ask questions, friends, because there's false flags all over Parkland. Well, Bradley, what's your point? Well, we know that right after that alleged shooting took place, we know that just within a matter of days, somehow David Hogg had the microphone put up to him through all the networks. Whoa! Then we find out he's hooked up with Valerie Jarrett and the administration past and George Soros. Wait a second. Everybody's getting more curious as to what's really going on. And before we know it, there's a March for Our Lives event taking place. Now, going back to Donald Trump, I said, and I'm saying, isn't it interesting that after that alleged shooting took place, is it not interesting the first thing Donald Trump said was, forget due process? And then he tried to cover his tracks by doing what? He said, well, this is what we need to do. We need to arm the teachers. Really? Okay. Great. And I said, but did anybody pay attention? Here's the correlation between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. And I'm going to make another point after that. The correlation is that Paul Ryan gave Barack Hussein Obama everything he wanted concerning that $1.1 trillion omnibus bill back in 2015. Americans were enraged. Look it up on Breitbart. Americans were enraged. Well, Donald Trump was, in fact, the one responsible during the weekend for March for Our Lives, that event that was just mysteriously rolling out too smoothly, and all the corporate-owned media networks were right there to put the microphone right up to the mouth of David Hogg, who is a little communist. Oh, how dictators would be proud of David Hogg and the such. No, he was their little useful idiot that they needed, and he played the part to his own demise. Well, guess what? Donald Trump signed that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill behind the guise of March for Our Lives. Well, that's not good enough. Oh, it isn't? Here. Just keep in mind that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill was everything that Paul Ryan teed up for none other than Barack Hussein Obama. That's the bill Donald Trump signed. I said, are you mad at me? No. No. They're looking at me in disgust at this point. Because they know it's true. I'm just connecting the dots for them, that's all. And I said, isn't it also interesting to note that March for Our Lives, the permits were applied 2 months before any alleged shooting took place in Parkland? Are you thinking yet? And everybody at that point is completely disgusted. But this is the kicker. Taking it up to July 24th of 2018, Matt Egerist on sonsoflibertymedia.com, he wrote, not coming for your guns, question mark. Since Parkland shooting, right, 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws. Yep, remember what these people were saying about the church? Don't worry about it. Donald Trump's at the helm. Yep, don't worry about it. But if you would take time to read scripture, you would worry about it. And furthermore, not only would you worry about it, but you would actually eradicate worry by standing up and doing something about it, because, again, that's what patriots do. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? What are you talking about? The 26 states that have passed 55 gun control laws, a majority of them are Republican governors. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's blown away at that point. And I said, oh, by the way, and speaking of Paul Ryan, as long as we're all principled here and we're all ruled by law, which makes us patriots, I said, did you also know that Paul Ryan, you know, the guy that's trying to push through Obamacare, you know, behind the Affordable Care Act, you know, behind Romney Care, all the same architect, Jonathan Gruber, who is mocking the American people or writing the bill? Talking about how stupid the American people are to accept this. Well, it went from Romney Care, then it went to Obamacare, and then it went from Obamacare to the Affordable Care Act. And now, friends, it's being delivered up on a new platter, Donald Trump's platter, and it's called, guess what, America? It's called the American Health Care Act. All unconstitutional, just as illegal under Barack Hussein Obama as under Donald Trump. And by the way, concerning going back to the point of the 26 states that have passed 20 or 55 gun control laws, Barack Hussein Obama never in a million years would have gotten away with this, but you let Donald Trump do it. You still mad at me, America? I get a phone call this morning. One of my friends out in Michigan was talking to me, telling me what was going on. The disgust that he sees in this country, namely from the churches. They're not the churches. The Church of Antichrist is what they are. Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. With that said, he said, Bradley goes, have you ever heard of a guy named Rick Wiles? I said, yeah, Rick's a friend of mine. I just talked to him last month. And he said, oh my goodness. He said, this guy was a total Trumpite. Trump could do no wrong. And he said, but I listened to his podcast last night, and he said, he is calling out Donald Trump for who he is. Donald Trump, America, is a part of the agenda. He's a player. The media put him there. And if it wasn't for the media, he wouldn't be there. And it's interesting when I tell people that at these events, well, they say, well, who were we supposed to vote for? I said, what, you were given two options? Did you know that there was 15 other options? No, we didn't know about them. Of course not. The media only highlighted the two players that they had in their pocket, namely Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But going back to Rick Wiles is now taking the time to make his listeners aware of the fact that you have been deceived, America. You have been betrayed, America. And the fact of the matter is, truth speaks a lot louder than the lie. And the fact of the matter is, regardless if I sit all by myself, I'm going to tell you the truth regardless if you like it or not. And therefore, your blood is off of my hands because I told you the truth of the matter.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
China is meddling in America's democracy. As President Trump said just last week, we have, in his words, found that China has been attempting to interfere in our upcoming midterm elections. Our intelligence community says that China is targeting U.S. state and local governments and officials to exploit any divisions between federal and local levels on policy. It's using wedge issues like trade tariffs to advance Beijing's political influence.
Vice President Mike Pence in a speech earlier today at the Hudson Institute calling out China. Today on Capitol Hill, senators are continuing to take a look at the FBI investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham on what he learned from the report.
I'm more confident than ever that what the committee found is held up and then some.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about what's going on a nationwide basis. People are beginning to track, after the damage is done, concerning the betrayal of the administration. And how pleased I am that people are finally waking up as to what's really taking place. Why, America, do you have to suffer the abuses before you respond? I mean, it's not like it's just been one small issue. It's been issue after issue after issue after issue after issue. And again, when it comes to that, folks, really what I'm talking about is idolatry here. We're not, you know, the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War, friends, were appeal to heaven, not appeal to the government that's being established at that point. It wasn't an appeal to man. It was appeal to God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The other flag that was flying was no king but King Jesus. One of the representatives in Arizona had said, you know, our leaders, he got up and said a couple things, and this guy's a really cool guy, not smacking down on anything he said, but just correcting it, because we love each other enough to correct each other. You know, the Bible says correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. But those that know the hand of God understand that in thy faithfulness thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. Which ones love? As many as I rebuke, I love. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore be zealous and repent. That's love. Right? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. He was talking about leaders, our leaders. America, listen to me carefully. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives. The American people need to understand that God delegated authority to you. God gave you rights, and you delegate authority to those that represent we the people. Therein comes none other than they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We don't have leaders in this country. We have representatives of the law of the leader. The people follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They follow Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We all follow the Christ, and we have representatives that follow the leader and him being the Christ. And until you get that in order, you're not going to understand how you are to function. Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, not any mortal man that attempts to tear down the law that he established. And by the way, this is what we're talking about today. Donald Trump represents a group of people throughout the United States of America that are there to follow man because they don't want to take time to follow God. And yet they profess that they love God. As a matter of fact, in every one of these meetings, I ask the question, how many are Christians? Almost every single hand in every meeting. And I'll ask them if they know his law, his moral law. Make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. How many of you can name three of the Ten Commandments? Nobody raises their hands. You love him so much you haven't even taken time to follow him, yet Scripture tells us, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. You don't know how to walk because you don't know his will. And yet after the prerequisite was, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, the second thing that came behind that was, you must know concerning my doctrine. And guess what's missing? The knowledge of the doctrine. Because if you followed the Christ, you surely wouldn't follow man. Let me say that again. If you followed the Christ, you surely wouldn't be putting up a man in his place. Never in a million years. Thou shalt have no other gods before me means just that. We have no king but King Jesus. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. Even if it's not you doing it, but you giving it to someone to do it for you. Americans are sick and tired of the establishment, yet the agenda goes through, and it goes on through another establishment candidate and a brand new administration that's doing the same exact things that the last one did, regardless of who's there. They're just a change of players is all it is, America. When are you going to wake up to this? When are you going to wake up to this? 1-866-582-9933. You make us the number one radio show out of 87 different other shows. But when I give you the phone number to give a call, friends, you stand back like a bunch of capitulating sheep and you do nothing and you say nothing. That's why you're in trouble. 1-866-582-9933. Give me a call. By the way, if you want to check us out online, please go to Facebook. Bradley Dean, I want to let you know something about Facebook. A month and a week ago, because many people across the boards, on a worldwide basis, a global scale, use Facebook to communicate on a worldwide basis. That's their platform. And Facebook knows this. Well, what they did is they decided, because when I post something, I literally get thousands and thousands and thousands of responses almost within an hour to 2 hours. And they know who's effective and who's not effective out there. Well, we just happen to be one that they have their X on our back, and it's a big one. Well, so what they did is about a month and a week ago, they banned my page from having any further interaction with other people for 30 days. And what they did is they posted a post on my site, Sons of Liberty Media, on transgenders from 2014. It means they're getting desperate. So I get off that little ban. Of course, I try to reach out to someone over at Facebook. You can't talk to anybody unless you buy an ads campaign. It shows you where their hearts are. They'll talk to you for the money, but they won't talk to you about correcting the problem that they've made or the mistake that they made. Hey, friends, I got to say this before I make my next point concerning Facebook. Do you realize that Facebook, do you realize that Twitter, do you realize that Google, do you realize that they are subversive to American government? Do you realize they're advocating change which tears down our laws? They call it hate speech when you incite the law. They call it hate speech when you make reference to the law that condemns the crimes that they themselves are responsible for advocating. Do you realize that Facebook and Twitter, do you realize many in the media, the outlets, corporate-owned outlets, without a shadow of a doubt, are advocating that which is subversive to American government? In other words, they don't have the law on their side. They're advocating that which is crime in America, but they'll ban you from their page for advocating the law against their crime. That's a fact. On the EU, can say, well, this is a free enterprise. He can do whatever he wants to. No, he can't. He can't, through freedom of speech or freedom of expression, as you might say, advocate that which tears down law. Where are you at? I can tell you where you're at. You're in trouble because you don't take the time to know the difference. Facebook banned me for advocating that which is a felony in the United States of America. They banned me for advocating the law that exposes their crime. Read Romans 3:20 when you get a moment. Do you not understand this? They're advocating that which is tearing down our law by calling it hate speech when you post something that exposes what they're advocating as a crime. Well, so they took me down for 30 days. No one to talk to, no response. Just, we're banning you, that's the bottom line. Because we can. I want to tell you something, friends. If I ran a business like that, in 1 week, I'd be in trouble. They would say, you're violating free speech. Nope. See, America, what you don't realize is the law is there to protect the little guy from the big guy, not the big guy from the little guy. Someone might want to tell the FBI that, and those that work there that. They might want to tell somebody in the CIA the same thing. But we now know that the FBI and the CIA are there to work for in protecting those that are committing crimes against we, the people, on a 24/7 basis. Not all of them, but a good portion of them. They're there to protect the big guy against the little guy. So, we do our events in California. We go through Nevada, 103 degrees. Wake up the next morning ready to post some more stuff. Folks are anticipating, what's Bradley going to roll out today? Well, they banned me again for another 30 days, friends. Do you see how this works? They want to censor anybody that exposes them for what they're doing the way that I am right now. And I don't care if they like it or not. America, you are the law. America, they're censoring the speech of those that are calling them out for who they are. Are you going to let it happen? They decided to go ahead and put me on another 30-day ban. Trying to reach out, trying to go online. How do I get a hold of somebody over there to talk to somebody? Nobody to talk to. It's a black hole, a dead end. And I know that they're eating it. There's no question about it. But the fact of the matter is how stupid can they really be? Because sooner or later, they're going to fall into the hole that they themselves dug. Why? Because my daddy told me so. And I want to tell you how my daddy told me so. Because when I looked at his dash story, history, there is no more bad guys. Read Psalm 37 when you get a moment. King David sought him out and he couldn't find him anymore. Why? Because it caught up to them. It caught up to them. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, he said, touch not mine anointed for a warning, a flash, a stop sign to those that want to go ahead and play with his anointed. What they don't realize is either you live for the blood or you're going to be condemned by the blood. They choose the latter to their own demise. Hey, when Jesus was being crucified, his blood be upon us. Well, guess what, friends? 40 years later, what happened? They were completely judged. Old English, 1,100,000 of them were crucified to the wall. And remember, Jesus said to the women that were crying because he was being crucified, don't cry for me, cry for you and yourselves and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree, they'll also do it in a dry tree.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
So, now knowing that Facebook and Twitter and Google and all these other big tech companies are being subversive to the American government, going back to my original question, are you for the law, America? Because it's the law magnified against crime that keeps you free. They're attacking freedom of speech. Yeah. A side note, I was in Escondido, and I know many of these national guys, and I'm in California, and I got to tell you, and I'm just going to tell you, an individual's name was brought up before they introduced me, and he lives in California, and they looked at... The person given the introduction looked at the people and said, well, if you guys want him to come, then we got to raise a certain amount of money to bring him. And I want to tell you what it was like. Someone smote my heart really quick, and it's like, wait a second. Isn't that the definition of a hireling? Yeah, it's the definition of a hireling. They don't care for the sheep. They do it for the money. And I know this individual, and I kind of chuckled it off, and I thought, so that's how you roll, huh, dude? You got to go around and get paid from people and a certain amount of number, a ridiculous amount of money from people to drive 45 minutes to speak to people that you declare that you have a care for? Which, by the way, they never declared that. But that's the assumption, right? Never assume, because in this case, the assumption is completely false. No, they care more about the money than they care about the people. And you can see that through national talking heads, majorly. And I got out there, and of course, I was fuming a little bit on that because me and my wife, and my four boys, we travel everywhere. Everywhere we go. You don't get one without the other. With that said, we also raise the money to go to these prospective meetings to speak to people because it's that important that we fight for the freedoms that we have in hopes of meeting other people that are willing and able to do the same thing that we are. I looked at this crowd at Escondido and I said, wait a second. Did I just hear you say that you have to pay this guy to come over here and speak? He lives in California, 45 minutes down the road, and I have to fly 3 hours and then drive how many hours? Which, by the way, over the last 10 days, I drove probably about 30 hours, which is no big deal. No big deal at all. And I looked at him and I said, isn't that the definition of a hireling? And I said, furthermore, he's not coming in here to preach the word of God. So he's teaching you something with a wooden blunt sword, not the sword of the Spirit, Hebrews 4:12. You can also read Ephesians 6 if you'd like. I'm going to be lucky when I leave here by getting rid of videos that literally cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars to make. And all of our work on a table in the back, and we're going to be lucky if we leave with $500 today, and you're going to pay this guy this amount of money, and he could care less about you. I said, you deserve what you've got coming. I was totally offended. You want to talk about adding insult to injury, friends? What a smack in the face of those that are doing what they're doing today. And I want to tell you what real ministry is. The Bible says you're not supposed to put a price on the gospel, yet you see it all day long. When we do events across the United States of America, the only thing that we do is what Scripture tells us to do. Those that can minister and help, we thank you for your help. But do remember that before we go to California, you need to consider how much it costs to get us out there. I'm not doing it for the money, but it does have to make sense that we can cover our cost to get there. You know what it's all based upon, friends? It's all premised upon YouTube. It's all premised upon who's in the news. And by the way, friends, I can be on Fox News and CNN all day long if I wanted to. That's not my objective. What's the sense in doing whatever they're doing? Because they're not getting anything done, but telling you and magnifying the problem. And furthermore, let me ask you another question. How many of these talking heads across the United States are actually out there with the people and they're making $20 million a year? Shame on you, America. Because they have to keep their sponsors happy while they continuously sell you to their sponsors as they've already sold their souls to the golden calf. Read Exodus 32 when you get a moment. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Talking about adding insult to injury. Adding insult to injury. How many people, they won't go outside of their front door unless you pay them to be there. The history of my ministry, for the record, in doing 360 high schools across the country, has been to raise money even with the federal cuts. We went and did Key West High School from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We did two events out there at the high school. We were paid $500. 30 people went. I told my son the other day, because I was when I was talking about this, my son kind of got mad. And he said, Dad, you're not getting paid for this. I said, we don't do this for the money. We do this to get the message out there. And I said, isn't it interesting that these clowns, and that's what they are, these clowns are asking for money before they'll even walk out their front door to go speak to anybody. You know what? They ain't worth. They're not worth a penny. Because they don't have a heart for God. They don't have a heart for mankind. What did it cost Christ, friends? It cost them everything. And I told my boys, I said, you're not supposed to put a price on the gospel. And that's why we don't make contracts out and say, this is what you're going to pay us before we get there. We do ask that you do make it a point to pass the hat and that you consider our costs. Because those that are supporting this ministry want to know that I'm using my noggin and my common sense in making sure that ends do meet. And that's exactly what we do. You know, friends, if I was to cut my hair and put on a nice suit and tell people everything they wanted to hear, I wouldn't have another money issue a day in my life. I was just telling my friend this morning in Michigan, I said, I never ask for money. I said, every once in a while, we'll just say, do consider supporting this work. Because without you, we're not going to be able to survive what we're doing right now. And we're definitely not doing it for the money. But the more support we get, the more we can do. And it's up to you, America. What matters most to you, freedom or entertainment? You want to be entertained? Then go ahead and hire the hirelings because they're worthless. Go ahead and hire the paper tigers because they're worthless. Go ahead and hire the conservatives on the radio today because they're worthless. They don't care about you. They're a bunch of talking heads, and it sounds like nothing more than National Inquiry minds need to know. And what are they doing? They're giving you the gossip between the right and the left that they continuously feed into to divide the American people. Unto those that are listening, to their own demise. Mark 3:25. America? Are you mad at me today because I told you the truth of the matter? And by the way, I could spend tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and the next day telling you what's going on in this administration. You've been betrayed. You've been lied to. And you see this happening on a daily basis. And one more thing. All this diversion going on behind Kavanaugh and him being accused. Isn't it interesting how nobody is talking about the law that needs to come forth concerning his accusers? If indeed Kavanaugh is not guilty, then as a judge, do you think it wouldn't be within his own power to get an attorney and go after his accusers for false accusations the same way that Judge Roy Moore did? You better bet your bottom dollar. You better bet your bottom dollar. But if laws referenced, the debate is over. They need this diversion to keep your eyes off of what Donald Trump and the new administration is really doing. And what are they really doing, friends? Outside of talking about another war, outside of signing bills that fully fund Planned Parenthood, you need to keep in mind, friends, the rubber meets the road, and I can tell you exactly what you're being distracted from. Whenever there is a big story in the corporate-owned media, you can look for the story that they're trying to distract you from because that's exactly what's going on here. How many people, how many networks actually advertised or pointed out or brought you the information that Trump just signed and fully funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research just over the last week? How many networks showed you that Donald Trump, after he said what he said, where they found that 55 gun control laws were implemented in his first 500 days in 26 states by a majority of Republican governors? How come no one's talking about that wall, yet we have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America, reported by CNN in 2009 and Fox in 2009? Go online, you can readily see it. How come nobody's talking about that? And yet in the state of Minnesota and the state of California, we're having to deal with Muslims that are trying to take control of American government, namely 90 of them across the boards. Where are those laws enforced, Mr. President? Come on. Are you mad at me, America? Because if you are, just keep in mind, I'm right. And I know what I'm telling you is right. Listen to it before destruction takes place. That's what love does. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.